This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Imagine coming home from your favorite restaurant with the leftovers of a tasty meal. You enjoy your midnight snack and then chuck the carryout container into the compost. Fully biodegradable, compostable food containers haven't been around for very long, and the plant fibers used to make them are usually imported from outside the U.S. But soon you could be using a compostable takeout box or another product made here in East Tennessee from plants that are also grown here.
This is switchgrass directly in front of us, also to the left. And in a field, it's going to be much more densely planted, so it will be much more upright, and it grows to about 8 to 10 feet tall.
Kelly Tiller is president and CEO of Genera Energy, located in a Monroe County industrial park near the Little Tennessee and Tellico Rivers. Two giant silos rise up from a site originally developed to produce ethanol fuel by refining liquid cellulose derived from switchgrass. The liquid cellulose in the silos now comes from switchgrass and biomass sorghum. For thousands of years, people have used products made from cellulose like paper, but that has mostly come from trees.
Trees are very rigid. They have very tight bonds. It's great for the tree. It's not so great when you're ready to break it down into its very most basic elements.
Grass is a less structured plant, and it's much easier to break down than tree materials. Tiller says Genera can take advantage of that difference and forego the use of harsh chemicals in the process.
So we use a little bit of pretty mild chemistry to help soften that plant, but for the most part it's a mechanical action to separate all of those fibers from that plant, and then we turn that into a pulp which then gets molded into these products.
And when you're finished with those products, they can be composted. Sam Jackson, Genera's Vice President of Business Development, says in a large-scale commercial composter, the process takes about 90 days.
They break down and you can use that as soil additives, mulch, whatever you would like. Many of us have small bins or small piles in the backyard. The products will still compost and break down. It just typically occurs over a longer period of time.
So in your backyard or in a landfill, that container may take several months to break down, but it will re-enter the environment in a harmless way.
Because they are plant-based, they came from the soil, and they can return to the soil.
Both the switchgrass and the sorghum are high-yield crops that can be easily grown here in East Tennessee. Tiller and Jackson say the local and regional farmers they've contracted with are simply adding the crops to what they're already growing. They're also planting around other crops and using land that otherwise lays unused. The farmers don't have to give up a crop to make room for the switchgrass or sorghum. And the market is there for these products, particularly if they can be manufactured in the U.S. Tiller says a domestic supply chain is a huge selling point for Genera's customers.
Almost everything that is available today in the marketplace that is made of this renewable, compostable, molded fiber is imported, and the vast majority of it is imported from Asia.
Those import costs can make plant-based products too expensive for many customers, especially small restaurants, which is why so many still use polystyrene or styrofoam products. But overall, their use is falling as consumers and communities demand more sustainability.
Not only with consumer demand, but you see certain states and communities that have banned styrofoam-type containers, and that continues to grow not only in the U.S. but worldwide. So it's just this continually escalating market that we're entering into.
Genera plans to start full-scale production of its fiber-based containers next year. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.